So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today, a side question. Give us this couple that you'd have to Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, alive or dead. Well, we'd revive them, of course. Real or fictional,
yeah, please.
It doesn't matter. We've gotten some good couples so far, but is that, it's not as hard. It's a little harder than the other one, but I'd love to hear the mix. Tell us what you would put together.
Your own mix if you have to.
Yeah, I mentioned polygamy. This is cut 19. Here's Harry Enten. This guy's really interesting that does various polling where things are in the morning. And he calls them as he sees them. Some days he talks about how crushed Trump has become. Other days he talks about how Trump is succeeding on so many fronts. Here's what he said today. Oh, no, this is what Aaron Burnett. They had him on at night after the poll in the daytime. Why is it that polygamy is gaining widespread? It's up to 21% in the Gallup poll that support polygamy. Here's how it sounded.
Harry, why, we know the Pope was responding in part to concerns from African bishops who are concerned about the rise of polygamy that they are dealing with. They had wanted this statement.
Yes.
Okay. But what are the basics? Like, why do this now?
I mean, look, I think there are a number of reasons why. You mentioned, of course, Africa, where, this Pope is trying to make a real sort of statement. But more than that, it's not just Africa where we see polygamy, at high levels. In America, for example, the number of Americans in a polyamorous relationship, I was crunching some numbers, we're talking upwards of 9 million Americans in a polyamorous relationship. Now, I should point out it's an estimate because it turns out there's no exact poll asking this question, but when you sort of put the different estimates together, we think it's about 9 million people, which is a lot of folks.
It is a lot of people. I mean, when you think about it, I understand it's a percentage. Maybe it's not that large, but it is a lot of people. So let's talk about this. I mean, polygamy, polyamory, for a while were taboo, right? There were certain, certain places where it would happen in this country that people would think, but it became something that wasn't very common. Is it now more morally acceptable?
Yeah, this is where, building a trend line as to how many people are in a polyamorous relationship now versus 20 years ago is a little bit difficult. But we do know that the percentage who say it's morally acceptable is up like a rocket. I mean, you compare it to 20 years ago, we were talking about just 6%. Look at it now, 21% say polygamy is morally acceptable now. That is a rise of more than three times.
Can I just say something? That's one in five people.
Yes.
Think it's okay to have multiple spouses.
That's exactly right. One in five, and that is led by younger folks where that percentage is over 30%.
One third.
Yes.
This is really incredible. It starts with a question in the morning and we say, well, what's going on here? I mean, that's wow, that really has you thinking. Okay, there's a lot there. You've already told me a lot of things I don't know. Tell me something else.
I'll tell you two things you don't know. First off, polyamorous, that word did not actually enter the English language until 1990. That is a very new word, polyamorous becoming a new word. And more than that, you might think, okay, polygamy, you might think of the state of Utah, Mormonism. But in fact, the two states where that Google polyamorous relationships the most are actually Alaska and Oregon, not very religious states.
Wow, that is very interesting. It's also interesting the pictures you picked to put next to a bunch of
people. I got people with hands going on top of hands.
You can't show faces because...
Yeah, you know.
I like that you picked them.
Monogamy for me, thank you.
All right, there you go. Alaska and Oregon. Not surprised
they're just looking
Alaska
it up, though.
As much. Yeah.
They're just looking it up. They're just curious about it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so why... doing a national show tonight. They're bringing on somebody with expertise in this to tell us why. Is it just, you know, people think, do whatever you want to do. Just don't bother me. Jeff Andrews says that all the time. Now, he says it about other things. I don't know what he'd say about
polygamy. Get him on this one.
Jeff, how about polygamy? Yeah, what the hell? Let's have that. All right. And it's polyandra if it's the other way, right? If it's multiple men that you have. I believe it's polyandry.
I don't know. I
think that's a distinction. We have to look in our Funk and Wagnalls there. I seem to remember.
It's too close to Pollyanna.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's Pollyanna, which is they all give each other gifts, no matter how many.
That's the only sharing I want to be doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
It's 855-839-1210. Yeah, all the women there, to me, it's okay. But all the guys, you know, it's like five of you. And one woman. No, that's going to be messy. I don't know how that works. I don't know what country they instituted that in.
I did notice in Ensign's piece there, he did say, what was it, 30% of young people?
Yeah,
that's kind of where my thinking is. Young people, never been on a date. I'd say are probably more into it.
All right, that's the demographic. We'll have to tell Harry.
One end of the bell curve.
To take a look at that to see how much that pulls it up. One other thing, too, and then we'll get more calls on the side question. At 1:30, we're going to talk about Ukraine. With the guy I had last night on a national show was excellent. Is the U.S. military learning from what happened in this war? And where do we go as far as some settlement that Trump looks like there's a shot? Two things. After I had this guy on, I get a call saying, you know, I used to listen to talk radio, and you're an example. Then I started listening to independent media. How dare you say that Putin is stone cold evil? How do you know that? Oh, my God. And we really got wound up. I think they're still out there. Are we still on that? You guys are making it up. You know, it's like when Tucker Carlson goes to Russia. Look at this supermarket. They have everything we don't have at home.
He was Times 2007 Person of the Year. How can he be evil?
Right. That's exactly right. How could Putin be evil? There's the plutonium, the teapots. There's the guys out of windows every 30 seconds. There's the carnage he's putting his country through, reliving the days he wants to be remembered as a czar. There's the fact that he might be the richest man in the world with all he's stolen. You put them all together, and that's the picture you have of Putin. I don't understand why we can't say that. Well, I better not say that. President Trump wouldn't like it. You can say it. O'Reilly and I say it. He's one of the headliners in his book on evil. You can still be supportive of Trump. Now, something that is questionable, Brian Fitzpatrick has jumped in, of course, on the Ukraine matter. Because Witkoff, the president's chief negotiator and a golfing buddy, apparently, we have a transcript, was coaching up the Russian contact to Putin on how Putin should flatter Trump. And then that way the deal will get done. Oh, my God. And it's word by word. Here's what to say that really gets him going. Imagine him taking us in the Russian way, how they, in a convoluted, come out about what to do. Witkoff shouldn't be the guy here. It ought to be Rubio. Let Rubio cook here. Let Rubio do what he does. He's very capable. Just get these other guys out of the way. But the Ukrainians have agreed to the deal, apparently. The Russians know at this point. The only thing Putin's going to understand is whatever pressure Trump can put on him. More sanctions, more of that type of stuff. So he says, all right, we've gotten everything we can out of this. It's time to make a deal. And what they're talking about is a DMZ between Putin and the rest of Ukraine. Kind of like, I guess, what we have in South Korea. I've been to the border with Cuba. I wouldn't call it a DMZ. It's hardly protected. We have a sentry there. They have one.
Still, yeah, it's just a long chain link fence.
But the Korean one is real. But it's guesstimated that North Korea would fire about 500,000 inside of 24 hours military shells into South Korea. 500,000 of anything's a big number if they were going to make a move. So is that what we're going to have? I don't think American soldiers are ever going to be part of protecting it. But here's Brian Fitzpatrick in the center ring again with this, going after it and saying this is unacceptable. Do I think anything's imminent? We'll ask our guest. He thinks it's more imminent than not, that both sides are tiring and this is going to be done with. It'll be a real coup for Trump if that happens. But the Ukrainians are the ones that have signed off on this. One other thing, too, and I'd love to hear if you're going to this game. Inquirer's got a good piece, I got to say, today on Northeast and Central. They believe when they play this Thanksgiving, their football game, like the game's trophy, is the oldest public school rivalry in the entire country. How long can it go on? They say it's dwindling the reason that people connect with this. And they talk about what you win, which is this horse that was made by a student. And one year, they brought it to the game and it got a little crazy because they won and the tail got knocked off. They've reattached the tail. It looks better than ever with the horse. So the coach said, yeah, I get it. Some of it is the PIAA playoff games and all that. But there used to be a parade there in Northeast Philadelphia. Why is it that these games just don't intrigue anybody anymore? One theory I have is that the Philadelphia Eagles just suck the oxygen out of everything. This is the ultimate pro football town. As much as the Phillies, people get going a little bit with the Phillies, the drama, WIP doesn't talk about the Phillies repeatedly. I mean, they try to because you got it. The Eagles are not playing that.
Right.
But on a regular basis, everything in Philadelphia goes through the Philadelphia Eagles. And it sucks the drama out of that. Certainly, college football was never much here. We don't have big time, but I don't follow college football at all. I know Nick Cale doesn't. And Nick, you follow it a bit, Henry,
I do,
right?
Yeah.
But I mean, the emphasis here is on pro football.
Casey Keeler's trying to change that narrative, but yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do that. It's when they're not playing that dead period, maybe that. But even then, people are thinking of the draft and draft choices. So is it that there's just no connection or have the high schools changed so much?
I think that the high school's changing a lot, demographics over time,
populations,
the whole thing. I do think that plays a factor, as well as, you know what, a lot of kids now, they don't stay at their public school, or even their Catholic school, for that matter.
Right.
They're going to go to another private school, because another private school offered them to play with, you know, basically an all-star team.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, if you got a few good players, they might end up leaving by the time they're, you know, juniors or seniors.
But when you come back for the whole connection to the school, maybe not Northeast, that really has changed, but Central.
Yeah, I mean, you think alumni would come back.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah, alumni is the one who'd have to keep that going. Otherwise, yeah, the next generation's just not going to care.
They don't, yeah. So it's 855-839-1210. If you're going to one of those games, which game is it? WIP, I think, is doing Audubon, and do they play Haddon Township? I think there's a rivalry there.
It's on the big board in the lobby.
Yeah.
I've seen it like eight times this week, and
I forgot it. I know, yeah, I said the first one. It was, though, Northeast and Central. It's believed to be the oldest in the country. It's between public schools, two public school rivals. And is it just rivalries are not anything, you know, you're taught, you can't say these are bitter rivals, another high school. It's an era where you're not allowed to do that as much or something. I don't know that there's a lot of rivals in the high school things anymore.
Yeah, I'd say they're rivals. I don't know if they're as vicious as
That's
maybe you want
mean.
Them to be.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, they're definitely rivals.
Yeah.
Maybe not playing on Thanksgiving, that's the issue.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
A regular season.
Yeah, and then there's the playoff games they bring in. In football, you can only play once a week. You can't be doing other stuff. So it makes it very, very difficult.
Like, no one's going and stealing the opposing team's, like, mascot anymore or anything.
Yeah, I'm sure college, I think it's still with Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah, they, Iron Bowl
they
still.
They chopped down that tree, the famous tree in Auburn.
Yeah,
I don't know
they poisoned it.
They poisoned it. Yeah, now that's a rivalry.
Corner.
Yeah. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question. Hit us with that all-time couple you would bring to your Thanksgiving dinner. Coming up, we'll talk with this guest that I thought was great that I had last night on what's happening with Ukraine. It's not going to get solved by Thanksgiving or over the holiday, but shortly thereafter, it is in play. And here's Brian Fitzpatrick again jumping into the ring. Because of the Witkoff guy telling the Russians how to grease up Trump, what to say that gets Trump going. And you could say he's just schmoozing. I don't want this guy negotiating anything. I just don't see it. I see Rubio in there trying to hammer this out. And I don't think the Russians are going to do it for quite a while. They just think inch by inch they'll continue to gain. And apparently Putin's not worried about being overthrown in his own country, despite the carnage. The Russians may have delusions of grandeur, and they think they're going to restore that. It's just hard to believe that this is still going on. Would Putin have attacked if Trump were president? I still would say he wouldn't, but anything's possible with him. You know it, and I know it. And can we all agree? Do we have to I think we're exotic or provocative like this caller last night? I think he mentioned, oh, yeah, I listened to Tucker Carlson. My God. Demons attack him. He's in glowing supermarkets in downtown Moscow. And Putin is not a bad guy once you get to know him. Yeah, right. Here's another cup of tea. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano Show. Happy Thanksgiving. A little twist on our annual Who Would You Invite to Thanksgiving Dinner as the side. A couple this time around. That's what you have to come up with. And again, it's all in the call. Make us feel that this would be a spectacular couple that you're bringing with you. A couple of highlights from today. One, now we're seeing billboards, at least in one military base, telling people, hey, you don't really want to be a backup to ICE. Is that why you're a Marine? Playing on that. Two, Hegseth cutting ties with the military and the scouts, and I agree with him. They're not going to offer logistical support, resources, and all that with the jamboree. I don't know if Trump will sign off on that or say, no, that's too much. But it's very, very obvious that this is not what the scouts were and what they should be, at least the way they fought before against various forces. They've caved into that. Okay, then why associate with them? I haven't heard from anybody, though, with their kids still in scouting or connected to that. Bill Devlin mentioned a group. I know there's a big group out there or sizable group. Nothing's ever going to be like the Boy Scouts of America. I mean, that was the Mount Rushmore of America back in the day. That's one of the things, God knows how many thousands of people went through that in various ways. And becoming something like an Eagle Scout is still, when you say it, people go, wow. You know, they realize what it takes to do that. And then the trouble started. Here in Philadelphia particularly, it would come up periodically and they resist it. And then at one point, I remember when they basically capitulated and said, we want to survive, even if it has to be under an iteration that is not very connected to what they previously were. All right, this will be cut 14, Henry. Tom Homan talks about the new year and about ICE and the fire that ICE is under. Listen to this, though. They are tripling its deportation agent size. Now, we haven't asked this in a couple months. I still think, given the actions of the other side, people are, you know, concerned occasionally when you see somebody picked up and you hear the story and you think, all right, you know, this is kind of messy. But by and large, people are still sticking to it. It is not just the criminal illegal aliens. It's people that are here illegally and should not be here, whatever their motivation is. We have been overwhelmed by this. You have people on the other side saying, overwhelm what? We have room for all these people. What does it matter? We have experts. I meant to ask EJ today. He's one of the guys talking about this that say that this is one of the things that's driving up the prices of things like housing. Without a doubt, it has an impact. So here is Homan. Then we'll take some more calls. William's a former scout. I want to get to you. Here's Tom Homan talking about how they're going to add tripling the deportation agent size.
In a week from the beginning of the administration, and even if you keep going at the pace you're going at, that's a dent in the illegal alien population. People would deport, you know, who are deportable aliens right now. So what do you say to those people who say, this is great, but it's nowhere near enough?
Then come put a badge and gun on and give us a hand. ICE is hiring record numbers. Bottom line is, I just said just about 650,000 deportations. That is several hundred thousand more than the record that was back in 2012. So it was already a historic operation. Second of all, you got to consider the people who have left the country out of fear of being deported was over 1.6 million of them. So there's well over 2.2 million left the country already. And that's been a part of the plan from the beginning. We knew if we send over 1,000 ICE teams out across the country, we send a message to the whole world. You enter this country illegally, we're looking for you. And by sending that message, by having anything, ICE is one of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of the nation right now, because people aren't coming because they know there's consequences. So between the record number of deportations, the record number of self-deports, we're already at an historic deportation operation. But hold on tight. We're hiring 10,000 more. That's going to be on duty by mid-January. That's tripling the size of enforcement removal operations. So if you think the numbers are historic now, wait till next year.
Homan's right. They are historic. Is there a criticism? Well, why are they not? I mean, how hard this is to do. It's a massive problem that Biden created. You have enablers that continue to create this. And they're trying to do it in a way that is not as messy or difficult as it could be. So the guesstimate is, one way or another, it's at about 2 million plus have left the country or been deported. I'd have to give that an A+. And they're ratcheting up even more. I mean, taking out all the people that Biden brought in is an impossible task in just 4 years. It's going to take another administration to do that. But I think they've been relentless on this. Again, it's not the easiest thing in the world. Think about it. To determine who it is, to put them into custody, and then get them out of the country. All right, let me go to William in Lansdale. William on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, William.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful crew there, Dom.
Well, thank you, William. Same to you and yours. Thank you.
Yes. Calling about the Boy Scout issue and the divestation of the Trump administration with the Boy Scouts of America.
Yes.
Now they call themselves Scouts of America since
right.
they don't have
right.
Right. And I think the Trump administration is 1,000% correct. Being a long-term scouter, Boy Scout, Scout leader in Doylestown of a very large troop. I just agree with them because since they've allowed women to come into the program, all kinds of different other groups, the gays and so forth, it has changed the program to a point that it's a babysitting operation instead of a youth building operation where the boys learn skills independent of their family members. They went to camp. They went on outings together with the individual boys from the unit under supervision of great leadership. And now with all this other DEI stuff involved with different groups involved, and it's taken away from the purpose of the Boy
right.
Scouts.
Well, William, let me ask you, to become an Eagle Scout, because one of the few areas in our society where they have not been able to stop excellence and keep it without all this stuff is becoming not a Green Beret, a Navy SEAL. I still think the Navy SEAL program is as rigorous as it was, and you are not going to make it there just because we're going to fill a quota. So my question is, do you think the Eagle Scout program is that way, to become an Eagle Scout still?
I think the Eagle Scout program has been considerably, not 100%.
Okay.
I just think it has been compromised because it's almost like a Eagle Scout mill. Too many boys are becoming Eagle Scouts way too early in their active participation in the program, and it just seems like it's
that would be a tell to me, William. If the numbers have increased greatly from what it used to be, that tells you they're watering it down.
They are. They are. I totally agree. It's not the honor that it used to be. I do doubt, you know, award and with many, many heart badges at Hockenickin Scout Reservation.
Thank you, William. Thanks for doing what you've been doing and keeping up. Yeah, when you see the numbers increase dramatically, what other reason would there be? That used to be something rare when a person said, well, Eagle Scout. You know, the rarity of it is what makes it special. It's hard. It's long-term. As he said, I guess they're doing it younger. You know, I don't know the percentages, et cetera, but I take somebody at their word there that watches this. And the group that I still think of, the Navy SEALs, can you name, since we're on this with the Scouts, where else? Well, you could argue the NFL, I think, is still relentless. The NFL is not saying, hey, we need Henry Machete's, an Eskimo guy. We'll make him a gunner and have him run down on the punts. No, they're looking at the most minute sort of thing they can to say, that's it. I see, you know, the 53rd. No, they actually say this, Nick Sirianni the other day, the 70th player, because some players are going to get hurt. So we're looking at that 70th guy. Is he better than the 70th guy on the other teams? So I would still say the NFL cares about nothing, and they'll put up with anything to win. Would you agree, Henry?
Totally, 100%. Yeah.
I have to think of the other sports leagues, you know, pretty much, but the NFL is the most relentless.
The NFL runs the tightest ship. I feel like some of the other sports with their commissioners have just let things go, or their plans are just dumb.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're all about it. They want parity. It's always going to be close. I mean, the Eagles game last week with Dallas, they've been playing like that pretty much all along. It's just they lost this time. They've been winning by a field goal. They blocked two field goals against the Rams.
That's hoping it would end like the Rams game and we could get another
cheeky
win.
Yeah, I thought
that
was going to happen. But... yeah, not against their kicker, though. No, yeah, I don't think you're blocking him too easy. The ball goes to the moon. Where'd they get that guy? All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up, doing this national show last night, I got to meet Davis Richardson, Chief Executive Officer of America-Ukraine Strategic Partners. One of his angles of what's going on here is the American military should have learned a lot from what's happened in this war. Think drones and other stuff. I think he thinks they may not have. How does this end? And I talked to him about Putin. I think he agrees with me. What's there to talk about? He's just evil. He'll kill you. Yeah. And I get a call. How dare you say that about Putin? How dare I say it about Putin? How can I say I can't come up with the worst things to say? I can't in my whole vocabulary. You can't even match what he is. I realize you got to do business. I can imagine sitting there. Hey, Putin, would you like some more turkey? All right. Or Vlad. The Impaler.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Vlad. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all we need you to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Davis Richardson is the CEO of the American Ukraine Strategic Partners. Talked with him yesterday, as it looks like we were pretty close, or we're moving closer to a settlement in Ukraine. He's got all kinds of experience and connection, but particularly, has the U.S. military learned enough from this? In other words, this is reality. This is combat. This is not war games or pretend. And what does it indicate about what America needs to do to protect ourselves? Let's go to Davis here on Talk Radio 1210. Davis, thanks for talking with me again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dom. Thanks for having me on again. Really appreciate it.
So no change today that I noticed, though. What do you notice about – oh, but first of all, let me ask you about the Witkoff thing. Part of me says, hey, it could be schmoozing this guy flatter him about Trump. The other half is, get this guy out of here. He's an amateur. Tag in Rubio. Let him do the deal.
Well, I think it's important to remember that Rubio's currently in conversations also on the European side. There have been some developments where Europe may be committing some kind of troops. Previously, the United States has not been part of the coalition of the willing meetings and delegations that have taken place as it relates to Ukraine. Now Rubio is actually directly sitting in on those meetings. So that's very, very optimistic, in my opinion. Regarding Special Envoy Witkoff, I mean, I do give it the benefit of the doubt to what you're saying. I mean, this is one of Trump's long-standing relationships in real estate. I mean, when he helped broker the settlement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, he was saying favorable things about both sides of it. And when we're talking about that conflict, man. No one looks good in that. So I think it's part of diplomacy. Obviously, we prefer the Rubio camp, to put it mildly. But I do think this is an unconventional way that we're doing negotiations. President Trump's an unconventional guy. So let's see what happens with it.
I could see it in the Middle East. With Putin, I can't. There's one thing that he recognizes. What leverage do you have over him? He looks at, is he still gaining? Is he secure at home? Can he keep on inching forward? Or do we have leverage that we're going to use it, that it's not worth the cost? I don't see you doing anything else with him, any tricks or flattery or anything. How do you see Putin?
Well, and I think that what the Russians have done very successfully with these negotiations has also been buying a lot of time.
Right.
When there was the meeting in Alaska, mm-hmm. and you know, it seems like we're close to an agreement on the Russia side, and really they're using that time to kill innocent Ukrainian civilians. That's their stance. And I think it's really important to remember that through all of this. They're looking to buy time so they can have success on the battlefield and then use that as leverage. So it's actually, you know, that in and of itself is a negotiating tactic. And the United States has to be very careful with allowing too much time to pass with all of this.
Davis, the thing that impressed me is your angle's kind of unique and you have a lot of experience with this. This warfare, what does it prove? And has the U.S. military now, and that's the checkpoint, have they learned from this? Are we moving our defenses that way? You talked to me about drones, how cheap they are, and the damage they can do that's in the millions to things that are more the old school of battle.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we look at the operation that Ukraine's SBU security force did over the summer, they took out an entire Russian Air Force base,
yeah.
right? With and it was a very covert operation that they used, but it used drones in crates and swarm technology. Boom! There's one of the most expensive air bases in the globe that's obliterated by these $1,000 FPV drones. Ditto very early on in the early stages of the war when Ukraine's drones were able to take down Russia's entire fleet. So I think that's when President Trump was talking earlier this year and calling Putin a paper tiger. Absolutely, because I mean, this is supposedly one of the most sophisticated armies, and you know, they're being obliterated by the innovations coming out of these incredible Ukrainian engineers.
Yeah, Ukraine has no shot here, right? It's a mortal lock to push back against the Russians. And we would not authorize them to take really severe, give them weapons that could really damage the Russians in country, right? Those two things, I think everyone agrees on.
Well, there's a lot of really weird political games that have been played with all of this, especially under the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. Why did we give hundreds of billions of dollars, but did not authorize them to strike deep within Russian territory. Ukraine developed those capabilities independently. So on the point of, you know, is this lost on Ukraine's side, I'd say, well, no, I think there's been some effective framing that has come out of the Russian government and the way that they've presented these negotiations. But to your earlier point, I mean, is it lost for Ukraine? I mean, they were able to take down Russia's entire naval base. They've taken down these air bases, and they now have the long-range capabilities, which they've developed domestically themselves. So it's been a very, very difficult past few weeks for President Zelensky, in addition to, you know, Russia making some gains on the battlefield and buying time with these negotiations. There was also the massive Energo Atom scandal that hit his administration pretty hard. As someone with a background in PR and communications, I will say that the way that that scandal came out seemed very, very deliberately coordinated.
Yeah.
To put it mildly, like you don't just have all of these discussions happening. And then there's this massive scandal. On that point, what I'd like to add is there is a silver lining. And for the viewers that don't know, one of Ukraine's state-owned enterprises got caught up in a corruption scandal. The silver lining to that is that this did not fly with the Ukrainian people. And the fact that this is a scandal shows is one of the many ways about how Ukraine is so much more different than Russia. In Russia, this kind of stuff is commonplace.
Exactly.
It happens all the time. But in Ukraine, it's the people that are fighting on the front lines and the people that expect the absolute best of their institutions and their government.
Davis, take your shot. Yeah, I mean, you're very varied in this. My read here, because at Talk Radio, what we do, the American people are pretty tired of this. They are not gung-ho over the Ukrainians, certainly. They're not gung-ho over the Russians. They're not even fully paying attention at this point. If it gets really, really close to a settlement here, yeah, they will jump in, celebrate, then move on. We're past this as an object of real intensity, is my read.
Yeah, and what I'd add is, this is a very personal subject for me, U.S. intervention overseas. My father, after 9/11, you know, many of our family friends were killed by those terrorist attacks. And we, as a family, you know, my father served the Pentagon during Afghanistan and Iraq and designed Operation Iraqi Freedom. And, you know, based on our experiences and watching the way that the U.S. government misled on that, you know, I totally understand and am totally sympathetic to the case that the United States does not have the best track record when it comes to military, when it comes to foreign intervention. What I'll say about Ukraine is it's massively, even a broken clock is right twice a day, right?
Absolutely.
Which is that in this case, the difference is, as opposed to Iraq and Afghanistan, Ukraine has it's a nationalist population that actually has taken the steps proactively to become part of the global economy and a free market system where citizens can have the freedom to self-select into their own communities and start businesses, and they don't want to be part of, you know, this oligarchic system where if you offend the wrong oligarch, then your place in life is very limited, to put it mildly. Ukrainians love Americans, and I very controversially say sometimes Ukrainians and Americans have more in common than Ukrainians and Europeans, because both were born out of revolution and both understand that freedom demands a constant sacrifice.
Absolutely. Davis, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll call upon you again. Really enjoy talking with you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Tom. And there's lots of great Ukrainian businesses in Philadelphia and lots of great restaurants. So after all the turkey, I'd strongly recommend checking some of those out, too.
Thank you, Davis. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks.
CEO of America Ukraine Strategies. All right. Somebody really looking at what did the U.S. military take from all this, the drone situation, big time. All right. So, again, people saying Witkoff misspoke here, shouldn't have been doing it. Give him a pass. Just get Rubio moving forward on this. Get it settled. Very difficult, though, with Putin. More difficult than anybody in the world, I would think, to get him to move on this. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you got on board. You got a football rivalry still ongoing if you go to the game or at least connected to it. Love to hear that. And you got the side, the couple, living or dead, real or fictional, you would invite to Thanksgiving dinner. By the way, don't forget, I invite you all, of course, the big night with Scott Jennings. It's December 9th. The guy is on fire. I mean, a whole sound sheet today of stuff he's done just in the last couple of days. Taking on all comers as usual and pushing back. The faces, the style, the argument, nobody does it better. And that brand new book, How Trump Stormed Washington and Saved Western Civilization, a lot in there on Elon Musk. Hard to get somebody that really has had any chance to interact with Elon Musk. So we'll do that with him. I hope to have a montage of some of the best moments to show on the screen. It's at the Colonial in Phoenixville, downtown Phoenixville. Great site. Make it a night. A lot of places to eat, etc. And I would advise, get the ticket for the meet and greet. Get that tier. You get the book, you get the Christmas ornament, and you get to meet Scott Jennings backstage with us. It's really fabulous how they set all that meet and greet up. Go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being part of it. Really want you to experience politics and pints, so Scott Jennings, it's the only one I've had this year, and it's a big one. We choose these very carefully. Hope you get your tickets. Let's go to Terrence in Cherry Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Terrence.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm following up with your call. I said your last call. Is that both there was something very, very much in common between Ukraine and the United States, because both are born out of revolutions.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to remind him that Ukraine, as it is now, was born out of a CIA organized coup. You remember Victoria Nuland? Who was there distributing cookies at Maiden Square? And when the ambassador asked her, "What do you think of the EU?" and she said, "F the EU." And you think that it was born out of a revolution? No, it was born out of a CIA organized coup.
You're in the camp of what? That it belongs to Russia?
No, you're out of the point. I'm saying that I'm taking from what he said.
Okay.
That Ukraine was born out of a revolution. No, it was born out of a coup d'etat organized by the CIA. And you remember, you have forgotten Victoria Nuland, who was there distributing cookies at Maiden Square.
All right. Well, thank you, Terrence. Thank you. All right. Again, where do we go next with this? My read is the heat is gone from this. People want it over. And I am encouraged that the Ukrainians are the ones that so far have agreed to what I think is the deal, even though it's pretty fluid. It's the Russians where there's difficulty, even though they have the upper hand. I thought Ukraine would say, no, we're not going to give up added territory on top of what we've already lost. But it seems like that may happen. Charlie in Orland is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
I have a side, but also I called because of the high school rivalry.
Yes.
We have the oldest right here in the country, right here, Germantown Academy in Penn Charter. It's been 139 consecutive years.
Wow. So the oldest, they're the oldest public, they believe, Northeast and Central, but 139 years. Why those two schools? They're both Quaker schools.
Oh, no, Germantown Academy.
Germantown Academy
school.
Is not. Why those two then? What is it? Nearness? What is it that drives it?
Well, they're in the Interac League. And
oh, okay.
Just,
okay, yeah.
That's their big rivalry. And every year it alternates sites.
Okay.
And they pack the place in. I mean, there's no place to park.
Who is leading? Do you know who's leading, Germantown Academy or Penn Charter? I would say probably Germantown Academy, but no.
No, you'd be wrong.
Ah.
It's 89-38 and 12 ties.
Oh, man. That means we got to win the next 50 to get back to this.
Yeah. And my side, I just heard him this morning. I would love to have Tony Bruno and Miss Robin come to dinner.
All right.
They are a bunch of fun. I think it would be a fun time.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay. That's a good duo. Okay. Yeah. Sitting in for Nick this morning. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is just push pound 1210. We'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and we have the side question today. Who's the couple you want coming to Thanksgiving dinner? That's what we're looking for. In addition to that, I see a story in the UK. They will not allow solo drinkers to come in after 9 p.m., I believe it is. Yeah, so I don't know if this is an anti-male thing. They let women there. It seems
no,
to be,
I can get that. If you're solo, you're not rolling with a squad. You're probably just hammered and looking to cause
think
trouble.
That's what
yeah,
it is. Okay,
I get that.
And tonight is one of the biggest drinking nights, and the first time that I remember this becoming so apparent, you had this accident over in Manayunk. Guy gets drunk and falls into the canal. They end up suing all the bars. You know, several bars, I think, were sued. I think some law was passed because of it. I don't know how long it's gone on. Mainly people coming back from college and or people coming back were more mobile to the neighborhood.
Right.
So they get together and get hammered in this manner. But falling into the canal, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I don't even know how you...
I know. They're pretty far from the street.
Yeah.
That seems pretty...
Fenced off, even?
Yeah.
Like...
I think I was even at the other radio station at that point. All right. Football rivalry. Is there one tomorrow? You heard the guy in the Ukraine. Nothing imminent, but we're getting closer. And then on top of that, we have going on development still today with Mark Kelly versus Pete Hegseth. Hegseth asking the Navy now to investigate him. And they've actually put up billboards trying to induce the troops to say, I think that's an illegal order at Fort Bragg, of all places. Alrighty, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.